A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then you will stand outside and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, tonight, in places around the Western world, there will be plenty of ringing of bells and knocking on doors, with the voices of little ones and maybe even some bigger ones, dressed up in their favorite characters and calling out, "Trick or treat!" They know full well they'll get plenty of treats. On this one day of the year, Halloween, kids get to dress up and pretend they're someone else, and actually get some kind of a prize for doing so. It's one thing for little children to put on masks and costumes one day a year and beg for chocolate and other candy. It's another thing for adults, however, to wear masks and put on different personas for a lifetime and expect to enter the reign of God. And that is precisely what Jesus is addressing in his response to the question, "Lord, will only a few be saved?" The question seems to have the assumption that those who are following Jesus already have the prize in the bag, so to speak. They assume themselves to be saved. The inquirer in the gospel did not seem to be asking about him or herself. The question seemed to be more about other people. If Jesus turned it around and left his listeners, his followers, questioning their assumption and pondering their own path to salvation, "Many will try to enter through the narrow gate, but will not be strong enough," Jesus said. It's a curious way for Jesus to describe the process of salvation. In the ancient world, the gate was often the weakest point of defense in a walled city. To get through a narrow gate, then, would mean lightening the load, taking off all those things, those weapons and defenses, that fortify one's strength, lest they risk getting stuck in the passageway. It's kind of like those signs along highways warning truckers of the height the beds of their trucks should be if they want to pass through easily. Yet I have been stuck in traffic more than once because a trucker failed to heed the sign. Jesus' invitation to his listeners is to let go of those things that prevent us from full relationship with God. We're invited to be unencumbered by things, by possessions, by questions or concerns. We're called to take off the masks we wear, the things we think make us strong, but in fact leave us very weak. All of these things, they are nothing more than tricks we use to finagle our way into the reign of God, and they get us nowhere. In fact, our clinging to them gets us stuck, just like those truckers who failed to heed the warning. Lightening the load is an invitation to let go of the burden of being who we think we should be or who others think we should be. It's divesting ourselves of those material things that we think will make us happy and fulfilled, things like a bigger house, a bigger income, a better ministry, the new and more advanced technological devices. But it's also an invitation to rid ourselves of those attitudes that allow us to feel like we're a shoe-in for the kingdom of God, while others are not. It could be things like our vows to religious life, or the prejudice we have in our hearts, or the clericalism we subscribe to, our either-or attitudes, our advanced degrees, all of our good works. None of this is a guarantee into the reign of God. We are called, with the help of God and others, to take off the facade of the false self and put on the veneer and vulnerability of the true self. Such vulnerability is what allows us to enter through the narrow gate. It is what allows us to recognize that before God we are nothing, and yet before God we are something, because we are made in the image and likeness of God. So why do we spend a lifetime trying to hide that image? In the end, the invitation of this day, this All Hallows Eve, is to become like all the saints whom we'll celebrate tomorrow. Rather than putting on a persona that leaves others, the Lord, and sometimes even ourselves wondering who we are, we're called to accept ourselves as fragile and forgiven by an all-loving God, and to put our best face and our true self forward, recognizing ourselves as broken and blessed in the reign of God.